The next day they came upon the trail of broomsprigs Sancho had left to mark the path to the spot where he had left his master. 'Twas time, he told his two companions, to put on their disguises. It had already been agreed that Sancho would not give them away, and if Don Quixote were to ask him, as he certainly would, whether he had delivered the letter to Dulcinea, he must say yes, but that since she could neither read nor write, she had replied by word of mouth, commanding him to come to her at once on pain of losing her affection. Sancho proposed that he should ride ahead and give Don Quixote Dulcinea's reply, since that alone might do the trick without putting them to any trouble. The priest and the barber agreed, and sat down to wait beside a gentle stream in the cool shade of the towering rocks and trees. 'Twas 3 o'clock in the afternoon of a hot August day, which made their refuge all the more inviting.